Here's what they're not telling you about the Turkish shootdown of the Russian fighter jet. Days before the incident, Turkey warned Russia that if they didn't stop bombing ISIS, there would be, quote, serious consequences. Ankara threatened Moscow with retaliation if it didn't, quote, immediately end its operation against ISIS. Putin responded to the shootdown of the jet by labeling it a stab in the back by accomplices of terrorism. And he's right. Turkey has been supporting, arming, and financing ISIS for years. Turkey is a state sponsor of terrorism. Turkey shot down the Russian jet because it's butthurt that Russia has been obliterating ISIS for the past 2 months. Turkey has aligned with jihadists, so-called moderate rebels, who aren't moderate, as well as Al-Qaeda groups and ISIS in an effort to topple Bashar al-Assad, a secular leader who is trying to fight against Islamic extremism. Turkey is a corrupt jihadist shithole whose soccer fans booed the victims of the Paris massacre. For years, Turkey has been buying and facilitating the sale of ISIS's stolen oil supplies on the black market. $800 million worth of ISIS oil has been sold in Turkey, a supposed US ally. ISIS trucks are routinely allowed to cross back and forth between the Islamic State stronghold of Raqqa and Turkey. Documents recovered from a raid on an ISIS safe house this past summer confirm that, quote, direct dealings between Turkish officials and ranking ISIS members was now undeniable. A former ISIS communications technician told Newsweek that his job was to, quote, connect ISIS field captains and commanders from Syria with people in Turkey on innumerable occasions. ISIS commanders told us to fear nothing at all because there was full cooperation with the Turks, he said. A Jordan security official revealed that ISIS jihadists had received training from Turkey. An Egyptian security official revealed that Turkey is providing direct intelligence and logistical support to ISIS. Turkey is also bombing and killing Kurdish separatists, one of the primary groups in the region fighting against ISIS. We don't know for sure whether the Russian jet even crossed into Turkish airspace. Russia claims it was 4 kilometers within Syrian territory. But as observers have noted, even if the jet did violate Turkish airspace, it could only have been for a matter of seconds. The fact that Turkey massively overreacted and shot down the fighter jet proves what an irrational threat Erdogan poses to the region. Video has also emerged of the so-called moderate rebels, who aren't moderate, shooting at the Russian jet pilot as he descends to the ground while chanting Allah Akbar. By not cancelling Turkey's membership, NATO is harbouring a state sponsor of ISIS. But, like Turkey, NATO and the US don't want to eliminate ISIS in the region. They foresaw the rise of ISIS as a useful tool with which to destabilize and isolate Bashar al-Assad. The US waited 15 months before targeting ISIS's oil infrastructure, which funds over half of its operations. Thanks to the US, NATO, and Turkey attempting to stop Russia from destroying ISIS, the Islamic State will continue to wreak havoc across both the Middle East and Europe.